chip on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me looking at the dance. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a go hear it on the stereo.
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
I say,
pass the Dutchie on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
Hello, hello. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Zones right here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, yeah. What is happening right now? Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And I'm so happy to inform that you've caught us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And we are gonna go into our inspirational speaking. Just take a few minutes to just clear your head and kind of give yourself some time to relax. This is good because just let the meditation music follow you. Let it all just flow. Let it all just go. Let it all connect. Take some nice deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out. Right now, everything is perfectly good. It's perfectly fine. Anything that you believed may have hindered you, or whatever it is that you feel like is not serving you in this moment, whatever it is that you feel may have blocked you from your magical good, we're just gonna let it all go right now. We're just gonna let that all go. Feel the release and the tension just glide off of you right now. Feel how perfect it feels to be alive. Feel how good it feels to be in tuned, in the moment, and present. Just feel the love of your guides coming in, assuring you that everything is good. Everything is copacetic. Everything is copacetic. All things are copacetic. Feel that magic come in as we invite spirit. Let's let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. And as we invite Spirit to be with us, we shield and protect ourselves with this heavenly, beautiful aura of today. So right now, in this beautiful heavenly aura, we say to Infinite Spirit, please make me a clear channel. Please make me a clear, vibrant channel so I can connect and go through whatever it is that needs to be released and whatever needs to be connected right now. Feeling the love of the angelic spirit in the angelic realm, I invite myself to be a clear instrument for spirit, to come in and channel what needs to be channeled for today. Because today is a beautiful day as we brighten up and we open up to the most spectacular day and the first day of the rest of our lives. Ooh! We are coming in right now. We're coming in clear. We are cleansing off anything that doesn't serve us right now. Spirit is focusing and wanting you to understand energy and understand what it means to clear your energy and get rid of old energy and bring in new energy. For right now, we have to understand every single thing from old clothing to environments, to housing, to apartments, to workplaces, to cars. Everything that we spend our time in our Akashic records right now holds energy. So what does it mean to be in different energy and clear different energy and have different energy and make energy yours and make energy you? Make energy yours understanding right now through this week. Bring your attention right now in this moment to understanding how the importance of clearing and cleansing your energy. What energy is yours? Understanding how much energy you're bringing into an environment and a place and to people. So often we walk around with energy that isn't ours. We're walking around as open sponges all day long, all day. We're just these open conduits without closing, shielding, or protecting, without any awareness throughout the day. And sometimes we take on other things, other entity, other forces, other things that belong to other people without even knowing. And we walk around with this and mistaking it for ours. It is a beautiful gift. It is a beautiful energy to have. No, we are not deeming this bad, but we have the ability to shield and cleanse and clear that energy at every given point, at every given time. Today is the day we understand and take an awareness to shield and cleanse and clear and make sure that everything that we're saying, everything that we're hearing, everything that we're seeing right now, it comes directly from us and it's coming directly from our source. Take a moment to uplift the vibration. Take a moment to uplift the magic that is in the air so you can be a clear conduit, a clear channel to express your creativity, to express your truth, to express the higher self that is within you right now. This is your moment. This is your time. This is you to shine your light right now. Hearing this right now helps you to become an open, clear conduit. So if you are just tuning in right now, you know that you are tuning into the magic that is making you magical. You are tuning into the magic that is making you receptive to everything that you need right now. There is nothing that is being hoarded from you. There's nothing that's being kept from you. There is nothing that the universe, spirit, nature wants to keep from you. They want you to have it all. No, nothing is conspiring against you. Everything is for you. Life is for you. Today, right now, is your day. Feel how good that feels to know that today is my day. Today is the day I get to shine and heal, because today you're healing. This is a healing portal. Tapping in and tuning on right now, turning on this magical outlet. Right now, you know without a doubt, this is your chance to heal. This is for you. This is a service here for you. This is a service here for spirit to uplift you, to heal you, to guide you, and to bring you to the best, your best incredible yet to be. You are the magic of God. You are the light. You shine so bright. Why wouldn't you be taken care of? You are this gift. You are this magic that is radiating everywhere you go, everywhere you are. Woo, feel it. Woo, feel it. Woo, have it blessed in your heart and dreams and souls. Passion, let it be here and let it be felt right now, connecting to your higher self, connecting to your absolute beauty, connecting to your absolute vibration. Ooh, yeah, right now, let it flow. Feel the expansiveness right now. You can feel your energy just going everywhere, leaving your body right now. You're flying high. You're flying high because you're free. Freedom is this feeling of getting high and waking up and understanding, oh, I belong, I belong, I belong, and feel how good it feels to belong. Feel how good it feels to trust and know that you'll never worry. You'll never worry about the next day. You'll never worry about the past. You'll never worry about right now. We're here right now. We're living right now. Anything that ever could ever matter, anything that matters is here right now. Shield it, protect it, have it within yourself, in your arms, in your love, and heal it right now. Woo! Let us feel good. It's time to feel good. It's time to heal from all that stress. It's time to heal from all that worry. It's time to let go. You are not here to suffer. You are here to feel good. You are here to have lots of energy. You are here to always feel youthful throughout your entire life. You are here to be strong, magnificent, and infinite. You are here to spread the good news, the good news of the gospel, spread the good news of the cosmos, spread the good news of spirit, spread the good news of the universe. You are the good news. Let's rejoice. Let's uplift, rejoice, and be here right now. Let's be here in the stunning, magnificent presence. Oh, you can feel yourself expand throughout the stars. You can see yourself play on Mars. You can see yourself swimming through the galaxy, landing on the moon. Oh, feel the cosmos talking to you. Feel the planets. Feel that beautiful Neptune. Feel Jupiter. Feel, oh, Venus, Uranus. Feel it all. Pluto. Oh, Earth. No! We're here. Saturn, we're here. Mercury, we're here. We are here to this beautiful galaxy and the star seeds. Oh, in the beautiful, beautiful love. Oh, in the beautiful, beautiful being in your star seed self, connecting, saying, yes, welcome home, because you're already home. There is no time to be homesick. There's no room for homesick for our planet, because you're already home. You're just an extension of yourself that's at home, and you came here to Earth to play. You came here to Earth to love. You came here, Earth, to feel pleasure. You came here at Earth to feel and have and receive all the goody, goody, goody gumdrops. Yes, you are. All the money in the world is meant for you. All the good, healthy, nutritious food is meant for you. All the beautiful love and acceptance, support, nurturing, caring, it's here for you, and you deserve all of this. You deserve to have it all. You deserve to be this. You deserve whatever your heart is desiring, whatever you want to create, whatever you want to manifest, whatever kind of service or work, whatever your passion, your career, whatever it is you want to do, you are meant to have all of this. And let's remember this right now. Woo! Let's remember this right now as we're here in this moment that something wants you alive. Let's remember this right now in this moment that something wants you here, breathing, talking, feeling, listening, seeing. Your experience is here for you to change at any point, whatever you want. Universe and God in the infinite spirit said, here, I'm going to give you this gift to be alive on planet Earth. Go play. And then we are here playing. We are here uplifting the vibrations. We are here in the most magnificent, aesthetic, beautiful self. Oh, radiant. Woo! We are feeling love because we are love. You are love. I am love. We are love. You are love. I am love. Feel this. Feel this. Feel this incredible portal of the divine. Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, the divine feminine that comes to you, that holds you, that cares for you, the nurturing, the beauty of the control, of the poise, the grace, the ease, the softness, the compassionate, the love that pours out. And then we look to Father, Son, and the masculine, divine masculine, the confidence, the leadership, the humility, the strength, the boldness, the brave, the courage. We put it all together, and what do we get? the most beautiful balance. The most beautiful balance of heaven and earth, the most beautiful balance of the material and the physical, the most beautiful balance. You are here in the now, experiencing all of this radiant goodness for you. This is your life. This is your energy. Look at how the sun just came out again and again and again, and it comes out and again, all for you. The sunshine is here, all for you. The sunshine never fades, never dies. You are the most magnificent beauty in the entire planet. And believe me when I say this, you are love, I am love, we are love, you are love, I am love, I love you. Let's go back to that month of February where I was just spreading love. I want to spread it every single day, not just for February. I want to spread that love right now to you. I want you to have the love that I'm feeling in my heart. To all of you who are listening, to all of you who are tuning in and you are receptive, and it's okay if you're not getting it now. Get it when you get it. And for those who are getting it, oh, whee, let's rejoice because it is a beautiful day. It is a new day, baby. It is a new, wonderful day to be alive. No fear, no fear. We will have no fear but love. Let's put love out into the universe today. Let's make a commitment for that love to be in the most beautiful vastness of the most magical, beautiful, beautiful love. This is the love coming in for you. This is the love. This is the beautiful love. Take a moment, beautiful one. Feel how good it feels. To be present. Feel how good it feels to be alive and feel loved. I feel love so much. I'm feeling so much love right now. I'm feeling so much love. Thank you. I love you. I love you so much. Look at that sun. Look at that beautiful sun that just came out. This is all for you. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the special edition of the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover. I am subbing from 11 to 1 p.m. We're almost out of here. I cannot believe it. It's 12:18 already. Time flies when you're in love and you're having fun. Yeah, that's right. I'm in love. I'm in love with all of you. I'm in love with life. I'm in love with every single one of you. You have to believe that. You've got to believe me. I am absolutely in love with all of life. And as I'm saying this, I'm tearing up because it's genuine. Love with this existence and just being here now, because right now, that's all we have is now. All we have is right now. Nothing else matters except for being alive and loving each other and being in each other's presence. That's it. Oh, how life could be so simple when we live from that state of beauty and excellence. That is the most beautiful excellence we could ever imagine right now. With that, I'm gonna play for you some serious excellence right now. It's the tears. I love you. Okay, now I'm laughing because I have to cover up the embarrassment of like seriously crying. Oh God. It's real. It's real. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. think I've cried this much on the air. Oh my God. All right. Let me get off before, you know. Whoa. All right. So, Sister Rosetta Thorpe, of course, we got to play This Little Light of Mine. It is the theme of the day. Woo-wee! I'm absolutely in love with all of you. So in love. This little light of mine. So stay tuned. I'm here till 1 p.m. with the waterworks. With the waterworks.
sitting here crying over you. From now on when you step out, I'll tell you what I do. I lock the door, put up the cat, and I'll go step into.
Yes, I'll go step into, honey, I'll go step into.
Tell me there's more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be, and I've got news for you. Now after this, when you step out, then I'll go step into.
Yes, I'll go step into, honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put up the cap, and I'll go step into.
With your hair messed up and your clothes don't fit you right, don't start to yell if you find lipstick on me too. You will know that I have been stepping just like you.
Yes, I'll go stepping too, honey, I'll go stepping too. I lock the door, put up the cat, and I'll go stepping too.
Bless you. my love. Whenever I was insecure, you built me up and made me sure. You gave my pride back to me. Precious friend, with you I always have a friend. You're someone who I can depend to walk a path that sometimes bends.
Without you, notes to a song out of time. How can I repay you for having faith in me?
God bless you. You made me feel brand new. For
Untrained a cappella, not okay. Not giving WMFO money, even worse. Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, we got some Cox Bar in there. Okay, I got some bunk on some Sunday. I've been waiting to do that. Today, jazz, rockabilly, 50s, gospel, surf, ska, reggae, country, bluegrass, soul, hip-hop, old-timey punk. Just mesh it all in one. Now that we have 2 hours, I can just put it in there, so I'm glad that happened. Welcome back, everyone. Like I promised, the promissory note right here is that I was going to give you a mini angel reading. So I actually thought I had my angel cards, but I actually have my gilded tarot, which is whatever. You just go with the way it's supposed to go. Cards are fun. And the mini gilded, it's so cute. So cute. Ooh, let's see. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to be guided to pull one, and then I'm going to go into the guidance of what angel and spirit wants to say and the spirit team for today and this week. So for all of you listening and, getting a better sense of the energy for the week. And so these are suggestions. Spirit and I are never telling you what to do, never telling you what you should do, or if you don't do it, you're not going to succeed or you're not going to get anywhere. It's a suggestion that can just basically enhance or help. If you're resonating, resonate. If not, then, leave it alone and find something that does resonate. It's all about freedom here. It's all about, connecting with what is flowing with your spirit. Okay. Ooh. I got the moon card. I like that. I really do. Okay. The moon. What I'm feeling for this is all about, so it's intuition. The moon is all like the psychic, hidden information, intuition. Keeping it close. This week is a good week to really, really be sharp. Really be sharp. And when I say be sharp, if you are getting like, hold on. I'm actually gonna, yeah, this is, I need this info because I am the channeler, but like straight up, I'm getting this too. So the moon card right here. When I say be sharp, what spirit is channeling, be sharp, it means basically whenever you're getting an intuitive hunch, whenever you are feeling something, whenever you are connecting with something where you immediately do not second guess yourself. This is a very, we're coming into strong times. We're coming into the portals. And I've been talking about this for years, about the spiritual war that is coming. And the spiritual war that we're facing is now all done in the unseen. No, we're not on the battlefields. We're not. That's the old way of the world. And where we're at and where our portal of society is at, that harsh, the constant, never ending war, in the trenches and, platoon, fife and drums, Civil War days. No, what I'm talking about is the unseen. We've evolved to the Jedi stages. And when I talk about Jedi stages, I'm talking about all that stuff, psychic world, telepathy, psychokinetic, moving energy with your mind, manipulating energy with your mind, magic. Everybody's getting their hands on magic. And it's the age of Aquarius where everything's opened up. And so this information, it's become, the new agey stuff has become very trendy, actually. So, it could, and it goes both ways. It can be bad and it can be good and it can be neutral, because you do have a lot of people just kind of like getting on a bandwagon of like, ooh, magic, let me see what I can do, and then being negligent with it. And so not really understanding the core of what, and when I say negligent, I'm talking about the core of what they want out of the magic, not generally, because there is no such thing as good or bad or white or black magic. It's just about the law of attraction. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. So this is about really listening to your intuition, looking at the signs, making sure you're in tuned and tapped in and turned on with everything that's happening, with everything that's going on, because you really, spirit is trying to tell you something about what's real, the core. It's enough of the illusion. We have to really get rid of the illusion and delusion and wanting to tell ourselves whatever it is that we want to hear in order to make our world work for us. We cannot do that if we are trying to grow, if we're trying to excel, if we're trying to be the best that we need to be, and we're handing over our trust to our higher power. We're handing over our trust to the universe and God and spirit. If we are handing over our trust to them, but we want to do everything the ego way, nothing, it's never going to work, because it's not about giving your power to someone else. God, universe, spirit, that's you. That's you acting as your higher self. So the universe, God, spirit, all your higher power, that's an extension of you. So stop thinking that it's like, oh, well, I'm giving my power away to some imaginary force and thinking you have no control. You are the control. It's about understanding and listening to that and seeing the truth about people, seeing the truth about environments, events, places and things, and really doing what's best for yourself in order to make the right decision. So that's what I'm getting with the moon card, with angels want us to understand that, the discernment of what we need. And then I pulled out the Two of Pentacles, choices. Choices, Jerry Lee, choices. It's all about choices. It's all about prioritizing. This is a serious time to prioritize and choose what you want. There's no time for indecision right now. There's no time right now to be on the fence about things. We really need to make these choices. The energy that's coming in, we're in springtime. The Fool's coming in. We're being born again to our new selves. So we really need to be on the side of what it is we say we want. Because if we're still kind of, you know, teetering on the old way and the old thinking, and when we're asking, can we please have something better, but yet we're not doing anything to have anything better, you're gonna struggle. So this is the guidance to choose what you want, make the decision, be decisive, be clear. This is all about being clear today. The messages for spirit and everything that needs to be said is all about being clear in a clear channel, so everything can flow, because that's what spirit wants for you. That's what God wants for you. That's what your higher self wants for you. That's how you make and manifest, is clarity. Mwah. Ooh, I was like, ooh. So connecting in with all of that. Ooh, wee. Just hang in there. All these beautiful things that are coming in for you right now, all of these beautiful, wonderful channelings of spirit and your karmic self, just really connecting to your higher self and knowing what it is that you need for yourself in this moment. So I hope you understood that, and I hope you got the message and the memo, and really take that in for this week and for the rest of the day. You know, intuition and clarity, using discernment to really guide you to your best. Today is about guiding you to your best to be. So if you're listening into this, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're hearing all of this information, this is a sign. This is an absolute sign for you to connect to exactly what it was that you were, you know, shoving over, or what it is that you said you were gonna do but not doing it, and kind of pushing to the side when you're hearing your intuitive self trying to talk to you. Listen, this is a message to listen to yourself, because you're right. Choose what you're here and go by what your intuition is telling you, and feel love. I love you with that message. So thank you, angels. Thank you, infinite spirit, for channeling. Channeling. So let's get back to the muzak. We don't have that much time left. So I love you so much, and this was such a great day. This was such a great radio station. It's a great radio session. And I can't wait. Please join me back at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday. And if you like what you hear and you would like to get a private reading, please contact me. Boston Medium on Instagram, Paranormal Playgrounds on the Instagram. I'm not really on there, but I'm on there to get your messages. Like, what I'm saying is I don't like post all the time, but maybe I should. I don't know. But I'm on Facebook. I like it. I like the face of the book. So if I'm really active on there, Mariah Merlinite, find me, Mariah Merlinite, or Mariah the Boston Medium Facebook page. Paranormal Playground has Facebook page. Anyways, let's get on with this. Let's get on with the message. I mean the music. Same stuff. Love you.
Yeah.
Still got some time to go. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got one more. We got one more before we sign off. Just one more. Just one more. I hope you're enjoying all of this magic that is happening. I hope you're enjoying all the love. I'm going to leave you with a surf song. Second to last song, though. It's not the last one. We have time for, like, probably. No, we have time for... Yeah, I'm going to leave you with the drums. But before then, I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've done. Listening, being receptive, being in tuned, alive, willing, the beautiful willingness, the strength it takes to open up your heart and follow your dreams. It isn't easy. It's not a popular decision. We are not taught to follow our intuitions. We're not taught to connect with the infinite divine spirit and the supernatural and to make choices upon what we are choosing and what our own connection is and what our own source is. It's about having our own source available and feeling this ourselves. You know, nobody who gets readings or tunes into the stuff just doesn't have a connection at all. They're curious because they have a connection themselves. So if you're listening and you like this and you're curious, it's because you have a connection yourself with the supernatural and you want to connect more with that energy, whether it's listening to this or whether it's finding something else. You know, it's opening up, so keep opening. I love you so much. You're so beautiful, and you know, that's why I wanted to leave you with a sunny surf theme song to remind you about the beautiful spring and winter and summer that's coming in and the beautiful weather. So I love you so much. Keep shining, keep open, stay tuned, and join me for Paranormal Playground Sounds every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Every Tuesday. And you know, today, have fun, be love, be joy, express joy, and you know, most of all, I love you and spirit loves you, and I leave you with the love and blessings. Here is the drums. Let's go surfing! Woo!
Take a run down to the beach. Oh. I'll end it. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and